Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, 10th December. Top stories for today. Datuk Seri Ni Mohamad was sworn in as the 14th Menteri Besar of Perak before the Sultan of Perak, Sultan Nazrin Muizzuddin Shah, today. The Kota Tampan State Assemblyman received a letter of appointment from Sultan Nazrin and then took the oath of office before him at Istana Iskandariah, Perak. Five members of the Perak State Executive Council were also sworn in before the Sultan of Perak, four of whom from UMNO and one from Parti Pribumi Bersatu Malaysia. Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Datuk Taqiyuddin Hassin, said that there is no indication that Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin has lost the support of the majority of MPs in the Dewan Rakyat. He added that the 25 motions of no confidence and 2 motions of confidence listed as the 26th item and 27th item in today's order paper are not matters that need to be expedited. Taqiyuddin said there should be no issue for any party to show support to any individual among the members of the Dewan Rakyat to become Prime Minister. The government is allowing the entry of tourists from Brunei with immediate effect. State Minister of Local Government and Housing, Datuk Sri Marsidi Manjun, said following the country's success in curbing the spread of COVID-19, it was one of the reasons for the permission to be announced. However, all citizens involved are still subject to SOPs under the Conditional Movement Control Order in Sabah. The government is studying the feasibility of the re-implementation of GST or other consumption tax models. Deputy Finance Minister Tu Muhammad Shah Abdullah said the government will consider various aspects, including weaknesses in SST, which is currently in force, as well as those of the GST, which was implemented in 2015. The study will include impacts on the economy, the cost of living, the impact of taxes on the price of goods, as well as the ability to address shadow economy activities. Britain's medicine regulator said anyone with a history of anaphylaxis to a medicine or food should not get the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, giving fuller guidance on an earlier allergy warning about the shot. The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency said there had been 2 reports of anaphylaxis and 1 report of a possible allergic reaction since Britain began mass vaccinating its population on Tuesday. Paolo Rossi, the hero of Italy's 1982 World Cup winning campaign, has died at the age of 64. The news was announced on Thursday by Italian TV channel RAI Sport, for whom Rossi had been working as a pundit. The former Juventus and AC Milan attacker led Italy to World Cup glory at Spain 1982, with the striker winning the tournament's Golden Ball and Golden Boot with his 6 goals. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.